Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Do you work out in the morning? You get up, you're really motivated, and you go on your treadmill or you go for a walk or a run, and then you go to work where you sit at a desk for 8 hours, sometimes longer. Are you doing more damage than good? Is that workout in the morning enough to sort of last you throughout the day, or can you add to your workout and fitness routine while you're at work? My guest is Grace DeSimone. She's Group Fitness Director for the Plus One Health Management and the editor of ACSM's Resources for Group Fitness Instructor. Welcome to the show, Grace. Let's talk about working out at work. What can people do right off the bat when they have a desk job?
Well, thank you for having me. It's my pleasure to be here. And what I would like to invite you to do, Melanie, and anyone who's listening who's in a situation where they can, please stand up. And that is strategy number one. When you can, push your chair back and get up. What the research that we're looking at right now shows, even if you got in your 30 minutes of aerobics or cardiovascular work or weight training, and you feel like, I'm done, thank you, check that off the list, and then you go and plop yourself in your comfy chair for the rest of the day, you are not contributing toward your overall wellness. You're actually doing more harm than good.
So you're starting by asking people,
in the morning
stand up.
Isn't really cutting it.
So you're starting by asking people, which I did as soon as you said that, and I stood up and lifted up my microphone, and now I am standing all, 4'10" of me. And so first of all, we're standing up. Now, some office managers are going to look and say, why aren't you sitting down at your desk doing your work?
Well, and that's a cultural issue that we hope to change over the course of time. And it's little by little, we can see that it's gradually shifting. But if everyone every 30 minutes can just get up, go for a little walk, come back, go visit the water cooler, come back. You can't do that. Move your chair back, stretch. Even if you're, tapping your foot, keep your body active instead of sitting quietly. You know, that used to be sort of a thing, like sit quiet, don't move around. But what research is showing now is that if you think about your computer, when you leave your computer for a while and you walk away from it, what does it do?
Yeah, it goes
to sleep. It hibernates.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It goes to sleep. Your body does the same thing. Your body is awake. It's alert. It's ready for the day. So during your waking hours, for you to be sitting for long stretches of time, that's what your body physiologically, it's hibernating. And all of your energy systems are hibernating, and everything is actually plummeting from caloric expenditure to everything involving your metabolism. No one wants to hear that going down. So by keeping yourself mildly active, you pick up one knee, pick up the other knee, twist to the right, twist to the left, get up, go deliver something to somebody instead of, sending them an email, go visit their desk, come down. If you could do that every hour, or like we do at Plus One, every half hour we do a reminder if we're having a meeting. Everybody get up, stretch, and feel welcome to get up whenever you like. That's something the culture needs to adopt, but I'm here to take a stand on standing to say anybody who's in an office environment, start, be the champion for that. To get
take a stand on standing. I love that. We have a host here at Radio MD, Dr. Michael Roizen, and he has a treadmill desk now.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So he's using the treadmill desk, and right now I'm standing, and while I'm talking to you, I'm doing my plie squats because it does get a little bit too much to just sit like that. Okay, so stand up for standing. First best piece of advice. Now, let's talk about some other things. How can we get a little extra calorie burning, a little extra weight training going on while we have to work?
Well, the second thing, after you stand, you walk. So if you can walk wherever you have the opportunity to walk, if you're walking to pick up a piece of paper from the printer, instead of going to the near printer, go to the far printer. Change your printer settings so that you've got to go for a longer walk.
Ooh, that's like parking further away.
Pardon me?
That's like parking further away, going to the furthest printer that you can find, going to the furthest copier.
All of those strategies, but I think the key element here is awareness. Once you're aware that you've been sitting for 2 hours straight, wow. So give yourself a little reminder. If you look at your day, kind of analyze it like you would do food journaling or workout journaling, you could do this in a day. Pick one work day and one day that you're not at work, a weekend day if that's your day that you're off, and just analyze, be aware of how many long periods of time you have sitting, and then start breaking them up into little pieces. Okay, every hour you can put a little reminder on your computer to ping you or your phone to ping you, that's my get up and move around. I can stretch. Like you're doing plié squats, you could do, there's lots of things you can do. It depends on your office environment, of course. But I always say if you can't walk up the stairs, walk down the stairs instead of taking the elevator, because most people can do that. That's pretty easy yet. Walk down the stairs. Go out for lunch.
It is amazing that people will stand in a building that's maybe three floors high. They'll stand and wait for the elevator to go up one floor or down one floor. And you do see more people taking the stairs today. Now, what about adding resistance training? So, okay, I'm plié squatting. I'm getting some squats in right now. Mm-hmm. But, you know, is there any way to, do you know of any desk weights or things that we can do that are like, you know, add a little bit of extra arm movements, add a little bit of, so you don't look completely obvious doing it when you know you're supposed to be typing up that report?
Right. Well, one thing you can do is work on your posture and sit up, and even if you squeeze your shoulder blades together and mentally work on squeezing them as hard as you can certainly build a little bit of resistance that way, or, you know, raising your arms and imagining that they're very heavy, raising them up and squeezing them down like you're squeezing oranges under your armpits. There's a nice image for you. So that you're creating that resistance mentally. You can do any of those things, sitting and pushing down on your chair. And
yeah, chair dips. I was going to say chair dips are a real good one. You know, holding the arms of your chair, taking your tush off the edge of the chair and lowering yourself down, working those triceps. Chair dips are a good one. Let's think of some more for them here, Grace.
Well, we have the standard desk push-up or the kitchen counter push-up. As long as, you know, that's acceptable in your environment, you place your hands on the desk and lower your chest down and push up. And that's an awesome upper body resistance exercise.
That is a good one. I love doing the push-ups, and you can have those anytime. And now, you know, even marching, just marching in front of your desk, and, you know, maybe it's going to look a little bit weird, but it is definitely a way to get us up and moving, because you do know, listeners, when you feel that, when you sit at your desk all day and then you get up, it's hard to walk.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, you walk like an old lady there when you do that. So,
More and more, the research is showing that you are actually contributing to your own mortality by an extra 2 years for all of that extra sitting. In addition, that extra moving that we're talking about, getting up, moving around, doing some chair dips, that will stave off many of the chronic diseases that we're all looking to combat by simple, simple, just little reminders to get up and move around.
Okay, in the last 20 seconds, just sort of wrap it up for us, Grace.
Every 30 to 60 minutes, stand up, take a stand against sitting, remember to remind yourself, put a little ping in there, and get up and do a little stretch, do a little dance, go for a little walk, and get some additional activity into your day.
Get some additional activity. Do those desk push-ups that she mentioned, and chair dips, and little plié squats. Stand up. See if you can work at your computer standing up. Maybe even try raising your desk up so that your computer is at chest level when you're standing. These are all ways to get you up and moving around. Do not take the elevator. Take the stairs whenever you can. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD and Train Your Body, Motivate and Perform with the American College of Sports Medicine. Stay well.